Was Princess Diana dragged to a nightclub by Freddie Mercury?
And Miranda Lambert had a gay old time, honey, at an unlikely place.
And later, DJ Envy and Gia Casey are here to dish about their new book, their family, and much, much more. We got a lot to get to, so let's get this started. All right, Terrence Howard is known for saying a lot of controversial things, and homie is at it again. So on Bill Maher's Club Random podcast, Terrence claimed that Lee Daniels wanted him to play Marvin Gaye in a biopic, but the late Quincy Jones told him basically that Gaye was not just Marvin's last name, but also his orientation. So Terrence lost interest in the role. Check it out.
They would have wanted to do that, and I wouldn't have been able to do that.
You mean you couldn't kiss a guy on screen in a movie?
If I kissed some man, I would cut my lips off.
Well, I would not do that. But it does not make me homophobic to not want to kiss a man.
A lot of people say things for attention. I feel like he really would have cut his lips off.
I'm sick of these damn hetero men.
Yeah.
That outfit he had on, first of all, looked like he should have kissed some man, honey, looking like he had a damn poncho, like he was ready to run for the border or something. Mm-hmm. And my thing is, if he's an actor, honey, it's called acting. Mm-hmm. That's okay. What you act for. Mm-hmm. Will Smith did it, honey, 6 degrees of separation. I mean, so what's wrong with kissing a man? Y'all wouldn't kiss a man?
No.
You wouldn't?
I mean, everybody has their boundaries, and their boundaries get set where they set them. There are some people who won't kiss people on set that are not their significant other.
Sure.
And that's a boundary that people set for themselves.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Would you kiss a man, Tanner?
I have. It has happened.
Nothing wrong
I didn't think it was, for me, it's not a big deal.
Mm. It's usually black men that act like that they can't kiss another man. So I understand.
Yeah. What's funny is that my friend wrote the movie and I was like, dude, what are you doing? But also in Fair Turnaround, in the exact same movie, I kissed his real life ex-girlfriend. So.
Okay. Do you feel like that was an even exchange?
Yeah, though I was like, you're going to have to watch this now. All right, y'all know things didn't go so well for Golden Bachelor stars Gary Turney and Teresa Nist. They tied the knot right after the season ended in a televised ceremony, only to end up divorced 3 months later. Man, can't we relate? Well, Teresa explained to Us Weekly why they got married so quickly. Gary, would you tell us what she said?
Yes. It's not that they were saying to us, okay, we're offering you this wedding and you can do it 6 months, a year, 2 years, whenever you want to. It was now or never. The decision had to be made quickly.
It was an excellent performance.
Thank you.
So basically, if they wanted ABC to pay for their wedding, they had to do it right away, which makes sense.
Yeah,
I get it.
Well, yeah. But unless, I don't know what the contract looked like, I will marry you, but I'm going to divorce your ass in 2 days. But I'm going to do it because this is what they want me to do.
But that's kind of wild, though, because, like, you would think these people really were kind of doing it for love. I mean, I know some people just want to be on TV.
Right. Mm-hmm.
But, like, why rush into something just to hurt and get divorced because you're not really sure you like that person?
Well, they do that in real life. People do it, honey, get married. And who was it? Britney Spears, somebody stayed married for 72 hours or something like that. Kim Kardashian.
I think it was annulled. That was a Vegas wedding. And then Kim's wedding was like 70-something days to
Chris Humphries.
So
it happens on the record. So there's nothing new what they're talking about.
It's interesting. I do want to know, like, what did they get paid to go through with the wedding, you know? Because they had to film it and everything.
Yeah. If I was ABC, I'd be like, listen, if you get married immediately, we're going to put in this amount of money for your wedding.
Right.
If you let a week or two go by, like, the money drops. And, you know, after 6 months, you have the justice of the peace.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, there's another new book out about Princess Diana, and this one's called Diana World.
Oh.
Now, according to the bio, Diana once partied with Queen frontman Freddie Mercury, and she went to great lengths to do it. So in the book, British comedian Cleo Rocco says she and her co-host Kenny Everett, along with Freddie Mercury, snuck Diana into a gay nightclub. They dressed her up in male drag and with a camouflage army jacket, hair tucked up into a leather cap and dark aviator sunglasses. And Cleo said, and we decided the most famous icon of the modern world might just pass for a rather eccentrically dressed gay male model. It was fabulously outrageous and so bizarrely exciting. No one, absolutely no one recognized Diana. Mm.
That had to be a hell of a party. Because, like, someone like Diana, like, she's not going anywhere without getting mobbed. But you know what I'm saying? Like, for her to go to, like, a gay bar?
I mean, the sisters loved Diana.
Sure.
So, I mean, you know, if she was in drag, they probably didn't recognize her.
Yeah.
So, you know. And Freddie Mercury, honey, he was something else.
And probably also, too, that was probably the easiest place for her to, like, hide in plain sight, even though you're somewhat in disguise, because no one would expect her to be there.
Right, yeah.
And Queen Lowkey was probably still on fire back then, like, you know, them joints.
And they had the right name, too, Queen.
All right. Well, speaking of gay bars, the club Rain on Fourth in Austin, Texas, hosted a drag tribute to country queen Miranda Lambert. But the fans and the queens were in for quite a surprise when Miranda herself showed up. Check this out.
Thank you to the girls, the gays, the theys, the
There we go. Miranda partied with the drag queens, her husband Brendan, and her brother Luke, who also happens to run her fan club.
Okay.
Wow. This is some Miranda Lamberts right here.
They look like they're having a good time.
Yeah. Gary, how would you react if Diana Ross showed up at a drag show?
I would faint.
Yeah?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Diana Ross, honey, the mother of queens. Yes.
Mother of queens?
Yes.
I didn't know she was the mother of queens.
Now, what if she impersonated you in drag?
Oh, well, that would be fine, too, but she wouldn't do that, honey. But honey, I would impersonate her.
Oh.
I've always wanted to be Diana Ross, to just flock my hair and tell everybody how beautiful they are. You're so beautiful.
We should do that here on the show, Gary.
I think we've done it.
Oh, you've already done it?
Yeah, we did it for Halloween.
Halloween.
Yeah, I'm sorry, Tiana.
We're going to be just short of Halloween this year.
Yeah. Bump it up to Memorial Day.
Okay, it's time for
Thirst Trapping with the Stars.
And first up, honey, is Nicole Kidman, y'all. She stepped out on a balcony in France, honey, in a plunging black bodysuit and black tights.
Ooh.
Wow. Okay.
I quite haven't seen Nicole like this.
Yo, that little thing that she does before the movies start when you go to the AMC theaters, she should do it in this outfit.
I'd like it a lot more if she did it in this outfit.
Yeah, they got to update that video.
Now, considering that she's 57, is this a thirst trap?
Absolutely.
Ooh, that's tricky. I do think she's trapping, although if Brat were here, she would say she's over 15, so that's not a trap. But Nicole, you're getting my Down Under's attention. So I'm going to say that's a thirst trap.
That's not no damn trap. She's not showing nothing.
Sometimes you don't got to show nothing. She's showing side leg, and sometimes that's all you need. And the cleavage, it's not a lot, but it's enough.
Yeah, you can trap in a bodysuit.
Next up is Britney Spears' ex-husband, Sam Asghari. Now, over the weekend, he went red carpet official in Puerto Vallarta with his new girlfriend, Brooke Irvine.
Ooh-wee.
And while in Mexico, he showed off his new cornrows and took off his shirt to compare abs with a nearby statue. So is this a thirst trap?
It feels a little trappy to me.
But I'm not seeing nothing. His abs. I'm not getting no damn abs.
No? The abs aren't trappy for you?
Not at all.
Well, no. I definitely think the intent was to thirst trap.
Now, I think he was trying to trap.
His cornrows, I didn't know he had some black in him.
Well, you don't necessarily have to, you just gotta have a good braider.
Oh, is that what it is?
Yeah.
All right, up next, Jeremy Renner, honey, had a vision, and you won't believe what fellow actor he saw. Details after the break.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Welcome back.
Hey.
All right, so in his memoir, My Last Breath, that was just released on Tuesday, Jeremy Renner says he was so high on pain medication following his 2023 near-fatal snowplow accident that he was having conversations with an imaginary Jamie Foxx. Now, Jeremy recalled chatting with the curtains in his bedroom after taking a combination of opioids for pain and benzos for sleep, and he said when the curtains didn't respond, Jamie Foxx did. He was in my room quite a bit. He wasn't. We talked about this and that. I talked. He didn't say much because he wasn't really there. We went snowmobiling together. We didn't for a start. There's no snow in Southern California. And he said he also hoped that he was there for Fox, who experienced his own medical issues later on that year.
You think he had a thing for Jamie Foxx, probably?
Maybe he was watching Booty Call in a hospital, and maybe it was just on a little hospital TV.
They could be friends.
Yeah, I know. Exactly. That's what I'm saying. They could be friends. I mean, if you going through that much with a person, and y'all having conversation, and that person not there, and all that stuff, that's kind of like a finesse for that person. That's like me hallucinating and thinking about you.
Yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You just do that for fun, though. You don't have to take drugs to...
To what?
Ooh, if you had a choice of who to hallucinate about, who would it be?
That's a tough one.
I'm saying like Gal Gadot in the Wonder Woman outfit?
That's not bad. I wouldn't mind having SZA in a Gal Gadot outfit. All right, it's time for another Battle of the Deals.
Powered by Morning Save.
So just scan this QR code right here to get them, all right? Kick us off, Tanner.
Okay, I've got the two-pack Garage 21 two-in-one adjustable cup holders. Between your water bottle and your coffee, sports drink, or another passenger's beverage, we always need more vehicle cup holders within reach. Not only does this provide more precious real estate for our cups, it can also be a safe spot to prop and elevate your phone. Now, this usually goes for as high as $44, but today we got you for two for $15.
Sweet.
All right.
Now, up next, I got the Kenzie IPL Multi-Pro Hair Removal Handset. Now, this deal includes one hair removal device with skin rejuvenation and acne treatment lens attachments. Say goodbye to constant shaving and see you to appointments and hello to long-term smoothness. Now, this powerful little device targets hair at the root using cutting-edge IPL light technology, helping hair shed and slowing regrowth for long-lasting results. Now, this usually goes for as high $349, but we got you today for just $49.99.
Oh, wow.
Ooh, and okay, and I've got the Lifestyle Advanced Slim Type C Magnetic Wireless Charging Power Bank. Now, it's available in four colors. No more sudden issues being somewhere with a dead phone. Now, this charger just snaps right into your phone, and you're good to go. Now, no cords, no digging through your bag, just instant power when you need it. So now, this usually goes for as high as $65, but we got you today for just $19.99.
All right. Beautiful. Now, these are all great deals, so just scan the QR code right here, go to morningsave.com, and choose your favorite or get all three. And coming up next, DJ Envy and his wife, Gia Casey, join us right here in the studio to dish all about their new book and much, much more. Come right back.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Welcome back.
Hey.
All right, today we have a special treat. DJ Envy and his lovely wife, Gia Casey, have a new book out called Real Life, Real Family, A Guide to Raising Empowered Children. And they did us a big one by pulling up and stopping by Dish to Dish all about it. DJ Envy, Gia Casey, welcome to the show, y'all.
Thank you for having
Thanks
us.
Thanks for having
welcome
us.
Welcome.
So what inspired you guys to get back in your author bag and write this book that centers around family?
Well, the first book was Real Life, Real Love, where we talked about everything about our relationships, the ups, the downs, the lefts, the rights, trials, tribulations. And a lot of people made fun of me. But also, it helped us a lot because people actually got an opportunity to say, hey, you saved our marriage. You saved our relationship. It gave us a space to talk about things that we usually wouldn't talk about. So the same thing with this one. We wanted to talk about our kids, right? We got a little experience, 6 kids, been married 24 years, been together 31. And you know, when you have kids, there is no instruction manual when that baby pops out. You got to figure it out. And we talk about all that in this book.
So. That's good y'all been married that long, my God.
And we still like each other.
Yeah. Okay, so now you said y'all have 6 kids. So how do you keep it spicy with so many kids?
Our daughters dance competitive when it comes to dance, right? So sometimes we have to bring them downstairs and they have to go through classes. And we got 45 minutes. We run upstairs and we get it in for 45 minutes. Sometimes we got to put the kids together. We can put them to sleep early. And we have to go into another room in the crib. We find ways to make it work.
You don't give them NyQuil and let them go to sleep and y'all go do it.
No, Benadryl. Benadryl works much better.
People don't think y'all serious. Y'all better stop.
This might be admissible as evidence if something happens later on down the road.
All right, well, hey, out of all the lessons, what is the most valuable lesson that you want your kids to stand on?
I would say that the most important thing that we do as parents is pay a lot of attention to our children. You know, I think that you guys would probably agree that attention is probably the most desired drug.
How do you keep your kids humble? There was a story we did recently about somebody giving their kids $7 a week. I think it was Serena Williams and her husband. They was giving their kids like $7 a week. Is it an allowance-based thing or is it chore-based?
Our three middles, who are 11-year-old girl, 10-year-old boy, 8-year-old girl, they all get $10 a week. But keeping them humble, they don't get anything that they don't deserve.
But Gia, honey, it looked like Envy will slip him a little bit more money. $10. He looked like the type that'll slip him a little bit more money.
Now, he's cheap. Don't be fooled. Oh, really? He's cheap. That's a cheap man right here. Oh, really?
I'm a little cheap. I got six kids, right? I got to be cheap.
If he's not cheap, we can't eat, you know, so.
Okay, DJ Envy, did you have or ever use your fathering skill to mediate work drama between your press, or your peers? Or did you ever just let the girls work through that themselves?
Oh, you talking about Jess and Lauren. So I kind of...
Oh, that was a good question.
So yes, to answer your question, yes. My wife says I was too hard. So
on who?
On both of them. Because see, the whole thing is we know a lot of times the Instagram, the social media is the devil, right? Mm-hmm. And people want to be negative just to be negative. And if you feed into it, it can affect you. And that's what I think would happen in that case. And all I wanted both of those ladies to know, because I love them both, is forget about what the internet says. Forget about, you know, what people say, the likes, the dislikes. You're here to do a job and you're both doing amazing work. So who cares about anything else? And as big bro or uncle or whatever you want to call me, I'm going to make sure I fight for y'all to the death. So don't worry about the internet. Don't worry about the haters. Just focus on the positivity.
Yeah, but what's her name? Jess. I love Jess. And what's the other girl name?
Lauren.
I love Lauren, because Lauren is, but they're different girls.
They're totally different. Lauren is
professional. And Jess is hood.
Right.
And that's what it was.
You said it right. Jess is from Maryland, right? She is from Baltimore. She is from Louis. She will come here and fight us all. That is her. Lauren LaRosa, she's a little more polished. She came from a different side of camp. Exactly. But they have two different jobs, two different experiences.
If you're having fun like we are, stick around because we got more with DJ Envy and his lovely wife Gia right after the break.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Welcome back. Hey. All right, now we're here with DJ Envy and his wife, Gia Casey, and they're promoting their new book, Real Life, Real Family. So we thought it would be a good idea to let them give out a little advice to those who might be having some parenting struggles or could use a few tips. So we're going to throw out a few celebrity family scenarios and get y'all opinions and advice on the matter. All right? Are you ready?
Yep. We're ready.
Here we go.
What advice would you give Cam Newton, who has 8 children and claims his money isn't what it used to be since retiring from the NFL?
Get another job.
I would say wear condoms. No, I will say one thing. The kids are easy at that age that he has right now. Mm. But when they hit that 17 and 18 and you start hearing colleges, it's just like, Jesus. I would say for him, just make sure you invest in your kids' future. Make sure that they're smart enough and they're good enough so hopefully they could get scholarships. But Cam is already doing that with his kids. He's a great father when it comes to those kids. So that's what I would do.
What would y'all tell Dwayne Wade and Gabrielle Union about Zaya and her career?
Well, I'm glad you said that, because at the back of our book, we have a mission statement, right? Okay. And the mission statement is a statement that we live by in our family. We are each other's soft place to land, meaning that no matter what goes on in this world, your family is a safe place to land. There's a no judgment zone, and that's how we are with our family.
That's great. Dope. Isn't that great, Gary? That's great.
I want to cry. That is touching.
it has been such a pleasure to have you guys. Thank you so much. Do you have any last parting words before we go? I feel like you did it right there.
No, I would just say thanks. If you can, pick up the book. And also, the Audible version is pretty dope. And the reason why is Gia and myself, we actually narrate the book, but they interview our kids without us there. So it's pretty cool. So if you haven't got it, pick up our book, Real Life, Real Family. And thank y'all for having us.
Well, yo, man, be sure you get your copy of Real Life, Real Family wherever books are sold, and you won't regret it. And tune in next time for more Dish Nation. Peace.
Bye.
Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.